Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Walz is in the Northland visiting a preschool in the Port of Duluth. It's the second stop on his statewide infrastructure tour.
The vision of the Port Authority folks here is a vision that all Minnesotans should embrace. This is our western terminus of the St. Lawrence Seaway. We can go from here to Rotterdam. We can be part of international trade in a way that benefits all of Minnesota.
That sound courtesy of Northern News Now. Walz proposes a $907 million bonding bill, but we'll need support from both Democrats and Republicans. Two bills that would add regulations to electric bikes received approval in the Senate Transportation Committee. One proposal would require anyone under the age of 18 to wear a helmet while operating an e-bike. DFL Senator Ann Johnson Stewart of Minnetonka is behind the bill.
Requiring their children to wear a helmet would accomplish two things. It would tell them about the fact that they have to wear a helmet, but it would also help parents understand that riding an e-bike under the age of 15 is in fact against the law.
The helmet requirement passed and is heading to the Finance Committee. University of Minnesota researchers are turning breakthrough science into real-world solutions, from a one-minute lung cancer breath test to cleaner drinking water and more energy-efficient AI. The university has now launched its 300th startup since 2006, generating $3.5 billion in investment and more than 1,500 jobs, most of them right here in Minnesota. The Minnesota Office of Higher Education has received a $100,000 grant to develop a more sustainable financial aid model. Spokesman Keith Hovis says the current model hasn't been updated in decades and can be confusing.
We want to make sure that when students enroll in college, that the formula provides them with as much predictability so they know that that piece of what they're receiving financial aid is consistent.
Hovis says the goal is to remove unnecessary barriers and help more students successfully enroll in and complete college. In other headlines, a Sauk Center woman is facing manslaughter charges after an infant's death. Prosecutors say 53-year-old Janelle K. Durkheising ran an unlicensed daycare from her home. A three-month-old died after suffocating in an unsafe sleep environment last November. Durkheising is due in court May 11th. The stream trout season is opening this weekend in Minnesota. The DNR's Dean Perrone says Minnesota has 3,800 miles of designated trout fishing streams.
We have a lot of trout anglers across the state. The Northeast is still kind of locked up in ice and snow, but the streams are running at good flows in the Southeast. And it's an opportunity to go out and catch and release or even harvest a few now beginning on Saturday.
He says most anglers use fly fishing rods for stream trout. And a Minnesota mother is headed to jail after her young daughter took a mushroom-laced chocolate bar to school. Prosecutors say the six-year-old and a classmate became ill at a Wright County elementary last fall. The woman pleaded guilty to drug possession and was sentenced to 90 days in jail and 5 years of probation. This is MNN.